Wonderful for comprehension. We just stand this evening like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your majesty enthroned above? Praise you, Lord. Yes, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to you all praises due. I stand. Our heads this evening, Heavenly Father, to see, Lord, in each one of our lives, Lord, you've done mighty things, Lord. Lord, to be awestruck, Lord, what can we say, Lord? It is grace, 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 nothing we deserve, Lord. Lord, to be at that moment, Lord, where you give us that crown, Lord, and we cast it at your feet, Lord, because you're our reward, and it was all you, Lord, in us, Lord, doing it, Father. We thank you, Father, Lord, to think, Lord, that you who made the mountains made us. You who formed the very earth, the moon, the stars, made each one of us, Lord. Is there anything too big for you? Lord, there's nothing too big, Lord. You, Lord, have not only formed us, Father, but you began a good work and you will finish it and complete it in us. Lord, we just come excited, Father, and eager, Lord, for what you want to say, Lord, and what you want to show us, Lord, and what you want to do through us, Father. Lord, for our lives, Lord, are not just giants, Lord, to behold, Lord, but to overcome, Father, by your power that worketh in us, Father, and to be blessed, Father, in all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, Lord, to be in heavenly places every day, Lord, so that one day with you forever. We just commit each one here tonight. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered, take away all spirits of heaviness from us, and all doubt, all malice, all everything, our pride, Lord, anything that would stop us, Father, from receiving, Lord, from your very throne tonight. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You may be seated. God bless you, saints. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I was telling Jesse, I wish one of the ministers that went on the trip was up here so we could hear all the good things. So excited to find out all about that. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for going ahead of us to fight against the enemy. Just think, young men, someone playing an instrument could cast away evil spirits. That's coming in praise, coming in worship. Just think, one person, David, young David, just on a harp, could just chase away evil spirits. We can't make light of anything that our different gifts are. Okay, well, I'm going to use the overhead again. Thank you for bearing with me while I'm learning the cadence and what using PowerPoint actually means. Well, you're going to learn first. Because it's God and you doing it. Let's see if I got this up here. I'm already ahead. So just had a thought tonight. Just kind of continuing on a bit on the thought of us being built up and not broken down. Had a good fellowship with Derek after church last time I preached. And he had just been going through Nehemiah, and he said, "You should go through Nehemiah, Stephen." So I went through the whole book of Nehemiah, Zoe, and I learned some more things. And kind of give you to give an overview tonight, saints. This is about, like, we are the building of God, are we not? And yet Satan hates that, right? And he wants us to tear, to be torn down. He wants, and how can he tear down the city? He has to get through the wall. And he wants to keep that wall broken down. And he wants to come in so many different ways. And we're just going to talk about mainly one way, the first way that they came in the book of Nehemiah to keep them from building the wall. For us to remember that Satan comes in many different ways, and he's trying to get us in a way that we don't even realize we're being broken down. I remember listening to Ellerslie. Remember Ellerslie? And he was talking, he had one on the breach and how that we're supposed to be, as believers, completely built up so we can now build up those other people that are broken down. And it was, I never thought in my life when I heard that. I thought, well, no, we're broken down until we almost get to heaven, and then that's completeness. And then oh, I made it. I'm finally not broken down anymore. And to think, like, no, that's not us. We're a city set on a hill. We are a building of God. God doesn't just say, we're going to build you and just make you half broken all your life. And then finally, oh, there's glory. And finally, I'm built up. No, because God wants to build up others through us. And it's scary for this flesh to build up others. It's easier to curse than to bless. It's easier to tear down than to build up. In our flesh, man does not. Can we just say it's hard to build others up in our flesh, in front of everybody, especially. How do I do that? It's okay. It's connected. And then, okay. Thank you. That should be doing it. It was right there. Here, wait. I turn off the sanctuary and I turn it back on again. That should do it. And then now presentation mode. Yes. Okay. Got it. Okay, so let's just dive right into the word, if we could just stand, in Nehemiah chapter 4, the building, the work of building the walls back up, and we're just going to read the three verses. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Let's just stop there and ask the Lord's blessing. Heavenly Father, please open up our eyes, Lord, to see the attacks of the enemy, Lord, and to see, Lord, how we can stay built up in you, Lord. We love you and we praise you, Father. Quicken this word to our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. So the first thing, Josh, was mockery. Why mockery? He was so mad, and he said, the first thing I'm going to do, Seth, is I'm going to make fun of these people. Why didn't he say, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get all the arsenal of our weapons, and we're just going to make a frontal assault at night and sneak in on them and just attack? Because there is so much power in mockery, and we're going to get into that a little bit. So let's continue. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, Who do these feeble Jews? Or I can't read, sorry. What do these feeble Jews? So he mocked them as weaklings. Will they fortify themselves? And it's interesting because Sanballat actually means strong. So he's not even living up to his own name. He's doing the opposite. He's not one of God's people coming with to strengthen, to live up to his own name. He's coming to weaken. Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish which they burned? So again, we see, I mean, this city was in rubble. And now if you read through it all, everybody's working on their section of the wall and they're building up. And you can imagine starting with rubble. That's how bad it was. It wasn't just you're starting with a clean slate. You're actually starting with the past. And how many times in our lives, my goodness, we look at the past of our lives and there's some rubble there. And it's kind of ugly. And that's how we're starting. But God is restoring. And so for us to not focus on those that come against us, and because it's the enemy, because he doesn't want us to be a complete strong wall. Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was by him. And he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. So he just said, hey, I'm right there with you, mocking. So I just wanted to kind of dive in like I do. So mock is ridicule, laughable, dismissible, has no value. To deride, to scoff at, express contempt, the feeling that a person or a thing is beneath consideration, worthless, or deserving scorn. And we hear this in someone's in contempt of court, the offense of being disobedient to or disrespectful of a court of law, to turn up the nose and make an expression, Timothy, to sneer. You're worth nothing, right? That's scorning. And so, and like the scripture says, don't be afraid of their faces, because even mocking can be a look. I remember growing up and one of my sisters and I were called into the garage where mom was working. And because we were in trouble, because we were arguing or something like that. And it was, okay, plead your case. And I'm like, well, my sister looks at me and she looks at me and she's just like, I was just a piece of trash. And I just looked at her like, oh, and I just ran from the room because I was so mad at just her sneer on her face. And we've forgiven each other and it was probably my fault. And we move on. But it is amazing. Isn't it amazing how you can just get a sneer on someone's face and just, right? And it's just so powerful. It was so insightful that I didn't even want to make my case anymore for myself. I just ran from the room and just remembered that, just replaying in my head of like, oh, you're not worth anything. And so again, it's to weaken us, and we see the effects that it has as we read on in Nehemiah. And what's so wonderful, Nehemiah, the first thing he did was prayed when the mockery came. And so we see this here, O our God, for we are despised and turn their reproach upon their own head. And that's a principle that God does. It's a signature move. Wouldn't you agree? What did God do with Goliath's sword? It cut off his own head. God used that sword to cut off his own head. Is that the things that Satan wants to do to weaken us, we can say, back on you. And so we don't have to think, oh, this is the situation. And so he says, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. for they have provoked thee to anger. So you see, like when we're mocking each other, that's God's property that we're mocking. So for us to say we're sinning, we are doing iniquity because we know it's wrong, and we're provoking God to anger when we mock each other, when we make fun of each other. And because it's tearing each other down and not building each other up. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. And so for us to keep that mind, say, the Lord's building us, let him keep building us. There's something that I do, I'm going to put myself vulnerable, is I would let myself get to a really good place, and then I would self-sabotage myself, almost like a game. It's like a good habit, it's just boring. And we can see that we have to see the whole picture is it's for others. It's not only for us, it's for others that we want to be complete, and we don't want to sabotage and say, and it's Satan, he'll come in. And I don't have time to get into the 9 different ways that the enemy came in against those building the wall to try to distract them from building the wall. But Satan will come in such a way and say, oh, Matthew, you know, you're doing so good in the Lord. You know, you should probably just let it ride for a while. Oh, Eliana, you've read your Bible so good for the last 3 weeks in a row. You know, one day was probably a good contrast to see what effect it has not reading the Bible. And so we see that we have to keep vigilant. We can't have to keep working on staying true and being built completely. So mocking can lead to discouragement, which makes a person say we are not able and we are afraid, as we'll see. Nevertheless, we made a prayer to God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed, and there's much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. So they got discouraged. The strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed. How many times do we get the spirit of Wednesday-ness and we feel decayed, right? We just feel, oh my. Sometimes it's between like 3 and 4 o'clock, Brother Don. And it's just, oh man, this day is just, and it's just our flesh. It's just our flesh. And Satan can come in through our emotions, and all of a sudden now, oh man, it's over. Oh man, what was I thinking? I can't make it. And we try to break us down. And so what can we do? So we have to do the opposite. I love just the heart of Nehemiah in this. This is so good. Therefore, set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with swords, their spears, and their bows. We have to be equipped with the full armor of God. We have to have that helmet of salvation, which is that expectation of eternity. We're going to make it. We're going to make it, Ray, Pete, Zoe, all of us. We're going to make it. The helmet of salvation, when Satan comes in our mind and says, oh man, think about that rubble. Think about, and that was in the past. There's rubble that has already been built up that he's trying to say, no, it's not. And I looked and rose up and said to the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. It's the what ifs. It's the what ifs. What if? What is that phrase about faith? Faith doesn't say what if. What is that one? Yeah. 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 Yes. Fear says what if. Faith says even if. Yes. Even if. Exactly. Thank you, Brother Don. Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. So again, we remember the Lord. He's building us up, and we fight. We fight every day. And something that is really interesting that I'm learning in this is our, not just defense, but our offense, is that we are not weakling Christians that are like, well, just turn the other cheek, and all that applies to all warfare. And now we're coming against the enemy and just said, well, you know, we're just like going to ignore him and we're just going to do our own thing. And, but it says, fight for your brethren, and your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. We have to, men of God in each home, fathers, we have to fight for our brothers, our sons and our daughters and our wives and our houses. We have to fight. How many times have you heard a story where someone in the house, something came in, and we were in Honduras. Brother Paco said, we need to go see this pastor. His daughter just left in the middle of the night and eloped with some man, some ungodly man. And I'm just devastated, because I'd met that young lady, one of five, the last time. And it just, something came in and took her wall down. And now she's out of there. And just, she was broken down. And we have to fight for our brethren, our sons and our daughters and our wives and our houses. And it's never too late. And you look at the condition that they're in, all of them are coming back and they're not feeling in that place of wrongness. They're saying, Lord, we're doing everything we can to fight. We're doing everything we can to build. And he's encouraging them. Don't think about the mockers, the ones that are tearing down. Don't think about tearing yourself down, which we'll get into. And it came to pass, good news, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us and that God had brought their counsel to naught, their fake news to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his own work. We mind our own business and we get back to work. So this is wonderful, is that saints of God, we have ways to reach out to each other, even when we're alone. And I said to the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. It's all right to get out your trumpet and, Peter, I could use your help, buddy. I'm getting attacked over here. Sophia, I need some help. Please pray for me. I'm having a hard day. All these things we can do is we can sound out to each other. We can't do it alone. We need each other's help. Praise God. We can't do it on our own. And again, this is the scripture that just inspired the last sermon. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. So when we can feel ourselves being attacked all day and it's seeming to have an effect on us, we got to check the walls, because somehow there's a breach. We need to have rule over our spirit. Is that Satan can come in and do a combo on her. What if this? And then feeling. And then he'll say, what if this? And then he'll give us an emotion. So he's working on our imagination. Pow! And then our emotions. And now, oh, I feel bad about that. And oh, I can see it. And then our reasoning is, oh, and if that happens, and then pretty soon we're just in a tizzy, because somehow he's gotten in a crack somewhere. But for us to say, remember the Lord. Remember he is with us. Remember that he has got our children in his hands, that he is protecting them, and he is doing the work in them and for our loved ones. and for ourselves. He is holding us. He is building us. Amen. Oh, what a beautiful God we serve. Right. And here's one that I struggle with. We're God's property, and we don't talk to ourselves like we're God's property. I'm serious. The things that we say about ourselves, we wouldn't say about someone else. And we treat it. It's amazing that God, like I was reading to Isaac his little devotional, and that's just about 10 lines in a devotional and a scripture, and it was just, consider the work of his hands. Each one of us are precious, Lilia, the workmanship of his hands. And if we were to be like, peh, that old bag of dirt, that's, you know, God's got to figure that one out. And he's like, hey, I just made that. You just said that about the creator of the universe that makes all things well and all things good. And we say it's an old sack of potatoes. He made potatoes too. And for us to not mock ourselves, not tear ourselves down, that's God's property we're talking about. That's not all right. That's not okay. I love this scripture. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. We don't have to be embarrassed. Neither be thou confounded. Don't be confused. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. Thou shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. That's our Redeemer. He's redeeming us. He's doing it in each one of us. The first thing when you come upon a beautiful city are the beautiful walls. It's the first impression you have of a city. The ones that are most boasted about are the ones that are the strongest walls. Like the castle that had where they could run two chariots racing abreast with each other because of the strength. How much more the people of God. God doesn't say, well, you know, I wanted Stephen to struggle, so I gave him a wall as thin as a piece of paper. Is no, he has everything for us to have thick walls. Can you hear an enemy? I can't hear anything. There's someone, sounds like they're battering on the outside, but I can feel the wall and it's not moving. And maybe over the top, someone's waving. I can't see anything because our walls are so thick. Praise God. We know the scripture. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is praying. He's interceding. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Praise God. Again, building. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. And we, for us to look at the things in our lives and say, is this building me up? Is this really building me up? Or is this tearing me down? Is this one of those attacks of the enemy? Because some of the things, it's amazing to come in and like, wow, this is great. And then all of a sudden, oh, I don't have that. And then comparison gnome comes in and says, oh man, I wish I had a better house, right? I wish I had a better this, and I wish I could be as spiritual as so-and-so. I wish this. And now all of a sudden we're thinking about things that are just starting to tear us down. And we need to just, if it's Facebook, if it's whatever it is it building us up or is it tearing us down? I love that saying, but all things that the highlighted, all things edify not in weast. But not all things promote growth in Christian character. Not all things build. This really challenged me. So this is what I'm saying about being on the offensive. Romans 14, verse 16. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. is that when we've met the requirements, we can say, hey, you're mocking God's people. You're mocking God's property. Cut it out. That's wrong. We can address it. We therefore stop allowing your good to be spoken of in a reproachful and evil manner. Remember this, in Galatians, God is not mocked. God is in us. And for us to be able to stand and say, that's not okay. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the kingdom of God. For our cities, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you notice that when we're in that place of vigilance, until that wall is builded, there's not peace. There's not much peace. It's this, well, we got to have high alert all night long, 24/7. But once the walls are finished now, that there can be that peace. And there's just something so wonderful. And I think us Minnesotans, a lot of times we don't address things and make for peace by just making for peace and saying, oh, I'm just not going to talk about it. It's just going to go away. It's okay if they say that. You know, we'll just let it go. And sometimes it's overlooking it, but sometimes it's addressing it and saying, hey, that's wrong. We can't do this. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and for things which edify another. I'm reading this book on, it's called The Peacemaker. And it's peacemaking God's way, and how that you have on this side, you have the slippery slope, and you have on this side, you have the slippery slope. And it's passively making peace of just, I'm just going to walk away, and I'm just going to implode on the inside and just keep going until I'm almost suicidal. And then there's on this side that's, I'm going to attack, and I'm going to deal with this, and I'm going to bring in legal action, and I'm just going to be so on the offensive that I'm going to kill their reputation. I'm just going to just everything I can do insightful. And then there's God's way, which is, like Brother Bram says, you go, brother dear, can we talk together? Can we pray together? Can we come to the Lord in this? And can we settle this once and for all? And it's amazing how I know in my life in the past that I would be more likely to say something in an attack indirectly to someone else, like about somebody, rather than actually do the much better thing and just go to that person and make for peace. And here I'm attacking their wall and I'm attacking their city and tearing them down to somebody else and maybe mocking them rather than actually just following after peace and saying, let's just walk together. How can I build you up? How can we be built up in Christ? In the book, they create a scenario and the pastor asks the family members, he said, what's the difference between what you're doing and a good atheist is doing? And they said, okay, you got me. So for us to be better than good atheists, to build each other up, to bless each other. Things which may edify one another. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. I think I'm just praying, Lord, quicken this more to me. What does this mean? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. He's sticking up for us, and he's sticking up. He can be sticking up through us as well. Especially when we're coming to protect our house and our family and our children, that it is okay to rise up in judgment and condemn that. Because we know it's not them, it's a spirit. And I think we don't get to the spiritual battle part and realize that sometimes it's not a brother or sister or a person at work or a person out that we know amongst the world, but that it's a spirit behind it. So many things we can be blessing each other. so many things that we can be doing to build one another up and to recognize even the gifts that we have in each other. And to think about this, I think sometimes I focus too much on the negative. My old nature, that old nature, we won't say mine, can be a very critical of, like, if I know it. They say negative bias comes from bad experiences. And then you want to find out all the negative things so that way you can protect yourself. And so then once you do that, you go, oh, okay, I'm safe. And now I know this is negative, that's negative, okay, everything. Okay, now I understand Josh. And rather than saying, okay, like Brother Branham would say, is we look for the best in people. And what is the best in people? It's Christ. And we are pulling Christ and we're building up Christ in each other. And it's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer. I know that I have so many things that God's working out of me, so much rubble. And for us to be able to look in a way that is so in faith and so, because we're all one team. We're all the family of God. We all are bought with a price, and we are members of one another. Amen. Let's just, can we have the musicians come? I just, this is was on my heart, and I just hope it was an encouragement to you, saints of God, for us to build up one another, to bless one another, to know how we can come in a way. You all are such a blessing to me, and I look at each one of you, and I see a church that is rooting for me to make it to glory, and I hope when you see me that know that I'm rooting for each one of you, that we're all pressing through together. We're all praying for one another. And I just love, don't you love to see the heart of Christ in Nehemiah to just set things and say, hey, I'm not going to let them mock you. Turn that back on them. Just driving this home, saints, if you can just stay with me, is to see the heart of Christ and to take that now and let us be that Nehemiah spirit for each other and to be able to say, hey, I'm going to give you, Brother Greg, a trumpet here, and I'll be listening for that. If you get attacked, I'm going to be listening for that trumpet blare. Christian, I'm going to give you a trumpet. An audio, what is it, the phone called? The brass, what? Euphonium. I'm going to give you a euphonium, and I'm going to listen for that. When I hear that, I'll be coming. Is that we're all in this together. We're all walking this out, building, letting the Lord build us up. Amen. Nate, do you have a song for us, or Sister Karen? Come on up.
Come walk with me round the walls of that city, see what the king has been building so well. Put down your tools, rest a while from your labor. Lift up your eyes, lift your hands, come and see. Come dance with me round the walls of that city. Let us give glory to Jesus.
Amen.
You are the stones which his love is now shaping, life being made into praise for our God. See the pure stone that the builder rejected, now the foundation, the glory of God. Come dance with me with the stones of that city, giving the glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Our King.
First one again.
Come walk with me around the walls of the city. See that the King has been building so well. Put down your tools, rest a while from your labors. Lift up your eyes, lift your hands, come and see. Come dance with me around the walls of that city. Let us give glory to Jesus our King. You are the stones which His love is now shaping, living made into praise for the King. See the pure stone that the builders rejected, now the foundation, the glory of God. Come dance with me, we're the stones of that city, giving the glory to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Derek. Thank you. Praise God. We are those stones of that King. What was the other song? Good. Yeah, there we go. That's wonderful. Let's all stand. We're a band of Christian soldiers. Yeah, that's a long time. Let's see. We're a band of Christian soldiers fighting Satan every day. We're standing up for Jesus while we're kneeling down to pray. If His precious blood has cleansed you and washed away your sins, that makes me a member of that blood washed day. We're a member, praise God. God's children are advancing, marching till we reach the goal. The battle's almost over and we'll soon be going home. I can hear the sound of angels as the saints go marching in, giving praises to the members of the blood-washed band. Praise God! Praise God! I'm the member of the blood. Blood of a lamb. I was bound by days of sin until the day the Master came and made me a member of the blood washed man. Amen. Aren't you thankful? We're all in this together. Amen. Nate, would you just close us in a word of prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your word tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us, Lord. Help us to walk with you each and every day. To recognize, Lord, that unless the Lord build the city, they labor in vain that build it. Lord, those people could never go and build that city until your timing was right. And when your timing was right, it was going to be successful. And the timing is right now, Lord. We're at this end time. You're building up your children. You're building your bride. Stone by stone, yes. Lord, word by word, you've given her through the ages, little by little, till now we're at the end where we see the whole thing, Lord. And now we're just in that process, Lord, of it becoming a reality in our hearts and in our lives. And may we be that Mount Zion, Lord, that city that's set on the hill. Lord. that you look at and you love, not because we did a good job, but because your grace was sufficient to carry us through.
Yes, Lord.
And to make us what we could never be on our own, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for your grace to us and your mercy, for the abundance of your word, and for this time tonight, Lord. Bless each one as they go. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.